Yeah, very good, thank you, mate. I'm very good.
Excellent. So, plenty going on in the world of heavyweight boxing at the moment. Seems to be the most vibrant scene around, I think, at the minute. There's so much happening with Anthony Joshua, obviously David Haye fighting this weekend. We're going to get around to that in a few moments. But plenty from yourself as well. There's been a lot of needle on Twitter at the minute, isn't there, with yourself and Dillian White. Can you just explain a little bit about how this seems to have all kicked off?
Yeah, like you're saying, you know, the heavyweight scene, you know, the world scene. In Britain, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, you know, they're flying the flag with David Haye on the comeback trail. And then domestically, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going off as well. And me and Dillian White, you know, the board ordered UFC Fury, Dillian White, that fell through. You know, I'm the next man in line. So it looks like it's going to be Dillian White and myself in the summertime for the British heavyweight title. And, you know, that's big news. And Dillian White is a very big name. It could possibly be a world-class fighter for a British heavyweight title, you know, so it's a massive opportunity for myself, you know, if it indeed does come off.
And as you've said on Twitter not too long ago, in fact 18 hours ago, he says, think that yourself and Dillian is a guaranteed war, but I'm not going anywhere near 12 rounds. Obviously a lot of words said between the pair of you here. I believe the term mosquito was used by Dillian in this. But this is going to be an absolute tear-up, isn't it, you two getting together?
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of respect for Dillian. You know, you don't call out names that you don't want to fight. You don't call out bad names. You only call out the good names. And I don't look to fight bad fighters, you know. So, you know, however Dillian wants to take it, he can take it. But, you know, he should take it as a sign of respect for myself. You know, I want to fight the best. He's definitely the best fighter around British level right now. You know, there's been a lot of words said. You know, I think it'd be a great fight with both. You know, similar stature, similar styles. You know, I can't say it would be a bad fight. And, you know, we're both very big characters as well. So everything about it, you know, the build-up and the fight itself, I just think it'd be, I think it's one for the real boxing fans, you know.
And it's not confirmed yet, obviously, this fight, is it? There's nothing signed, sealed and delivered, but you want this to happen as soon as possible.
Yeah, I want it to happen. You know, the people that matter want it to happen. You know, the people that I'll be putting the fight on, you know, if we want it to happen, the fans on Twitter. Twitter's been going crazy the last couple of days, you know, I've never seen it so lively on my end. So, you know, I think it will definitely happen. You know, Dillian wants it, I want it. You know, we're both in line to fight for the British title. There's no reason why it can't happen.
And is there a time scale that you're looking at? Is there a card that you want to get on for this? Is there anybody you like to fight with? I know you've been mentioning the potential of getting on Kell Brook's undercard potentially.
Yeah, I mean, on the last two matchroom shows in Sheffield, Sheffield Arena, you know, possibly going to Bramall Lane. You know, what bigger for a Yorkshireman than to fight for the British heavyweight title in Yorkshire, in Sheffield? You know, only 15 miles down the road from where I was born and raised. So, it doesn't get any bigger than that. So, you know, in an ideal world, you know, if I could choose, you know, it'd be Bramall Lane, you know, on a Kell Brook on the card against Dillian White. And I would say it's a possibility, you know, it's more than a possibility. So, you know, I've got my fingers crossed, but, you know, I'm just going to keep going, keep chipping away and make it happen. You know, I'm making things happen myself. That's what I'm doing. I'm going online. I'm doing what I need to do to make things happen.
Do you think, actually, you know, you mentioned about going online and kind of making things happen. That is another way now that fighters can kind of make things happen in a way, instead of going the traditional route of just talking with promoters and saying, oh, well, we want to get this right, we want to get this set. You know, there's two people who want to have a fight. You've got a platform to agree this fight, and then, you know, the actual negotiations properly with all the financials can happen afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Dillian has put the work in. You know, he got to British title level. He had a cracking fight with Anthony Joshua. He's there. You know, my last two fights, you know, maybe not the greatest performances, but I've got two good wins. You know, we're both on that level, you know. Dillian, you know, a lot of people see him as a few levels above me for what he's already achieved. I'm not sure I'd agree with that, you know. The Joshua fight, he didn't even win the Joshua fight. He had the Joshua fight, but he didn't win it. So, you know, we both want the fight. Dillian's a very outspoken character, you know. He's not scared of saying how he feels, and neither am I, you know. And people like that. People know we're both going to come in. We're the only two heavyweights in Britain, you know, apart from obviously Tyson Fury and Joshua on another level, we're the only two heavyweights in Britain that really want to fight. And it just so happens we want to fight each other. And it just so happens it can happen on the biggest stage, you know. And for the biggest title, I believe, is the biggest title, you know, barring the world title. You know, the Lonsdale belt means the most to any British fighter. I'm sure Dillian feels the same as me. So, you know, I'm very confident it's going to happen because I'm going to make it happen.
Let's make sure the promoters hear this and make sure Dillian hears this as well, so we can get that extra weight behind this and make sure that this fight does happen, David. Now, obviously, as you've been talking about, the heavyweight scene is definitely vibrant right now. The British boxing scene so vibrant. This weekend, David Haye stepping back in the ring as well. It's going to be on free TV, which is just fantastic, isn't it? That, you know, we all know about the pay-per-views and that kind of stuff, but having heavyweight boxing on free-to-air TV is just fantastic.
Yeah, David Haye, you know, he's a massive name. He's very popular, you know, even non-boxing fans know David Haye, you know, so for him to be on free TV, for anyone to be able to watch, you know, I'm sure it'll do great numbers. He's gaining a lot of interest, and I think he's fighting on free TV, he's fighting, you know, maybe not the best opponents, but he's building that interest back. You know, he had some time off, you know, the fans, you know, they kind of went off him a little bit with the whole Tyson Fury thing. He pulled out twice, you know, he cost people a lot of money, you know, he's still trying to get his way back into people's affection, still trying to get people to believe in him again. But, you know, I think he's going to do that. I think he's going to put on a good performance on Saturday night, and I think he's edging closer to an Anthony Joshua fight, and I think him and Joshua, I don't think there's a bigger fight in British boxing right now, apart from maybe Joshua and Fury. So, you know, I think David Haye, I think he's good for boxing, you know, when he's boxing, when he comes back and he fights proper opponents. You know, right now he's just easing back into it, but I think he's good for British boxing. I think any boxing live on free TV, you know, more the better.
And the opponent that he's got, maybe not the greatest opponent in the world. Obviously, he's he could definitely beat me, I'll say that. But, you know, he's possibly not on David's level. People may be expecting this one to go short, but there's a lot of interest in the undercard as well, because another man making noise has been Shannon Briggs, hasn't he? He's been making all the noise that he's been trying to find David Haye, and this guy's getting his chance to be on the same card as well as he's taking on Dmytrenko. I mean, this one, it's going to be an interesting fight, isn't it? And do you think Briggs could really then step up to take on Haye, or will Haye just be like, oh, I'm not bothered?
I'm not sure, you know. I think, you know, if Briggs-Dmytrenko, that is happening, you know, I think that's a better fight than the David Haye. I can't even pronounce David Haye's opponent's name.
Neither can I.
But there's no point in me even going into that. But, you know, I think the Briggs-Dmytrenko fight, that's even bigger. I think Briggs and Haye, I think the build-up will be absolutely fantastic. I think Briggs, you know, is a great character, you know, he's fun. But I just think Briggs at 44, you know, I think David Haye, you know, I think it's a bit of a mismatch at this point, and I'm not even entirely confident Briggs beats Dmytrenko, but I think Briggs has been great the last couple of months. You know, he's brought some excitement, you know, he's created a bit of a buzz. So, you know, I'm hoping Shannon Briggs can get past his fight Saturday. And I'd like to see Briggs and Haye, you know, just for the build up, you know. Shannon Briggs is great, so I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of David Haye, the boxer. No, not necessarily David Haye, the man who pulled out twice against Tyson Fury and cost me and lots of others money. But, you know, he's good for boxing and he's back now, and, you know, I hope he's successful, and I hope the big fight comes off, and I hope he wins that, and I hope he goes on to fight the Joshuas and the Furies.
Well, obviously, talking to the other heavyweights, you mentioned Joshua and Fury. Those two names seem that they're in the stars at some point to be aligned and getting them two in the ring. That is if, of course, you know, Tyson's been on this show before and he's been talking about getting past Klitschko again. He needs to make sure that he has full focus there. And, you know, is it in your mind that Tyson can get through this? He's gone in the press conferences quite confident. He's been very controversial. Had to make an apology about things that he said online recently again. But this fight, it may be a little different to the one in Germany.
Yeah, I'm a little biased. You know, I spent time with Team Fury 2 years ago. I was there for a long time. I'm a massive Tyson Fury fan. I think he's by far the best heavyweight in the world. I'm very confident he beats Klitschko the second time around if he turns up. But he's got to turn up 100%. You know, Vladimir Klitschko, who was world champion for a very long time. You know, he's the best world heavyweight champion. He was the best heavyweight in the world for 10 years. So Tyson has to be 100% ready, and I think if he is, I think he'll stop Vladimir Klitschko this time, you know. And, you know, Tyson is what he is, you know. I'm a massive Tyson fan as a man and as a fighter. And I think he's great for boxing. I think he's great for boxing, you know, and he loves boxing. He loves everything about it, you know. I think he carries off, he's got this persona that he doesn't like boxing, doesn't like this. He loves boxing and he's great at it as well, you know. I think he's by far the best in the world. I think he beats Klitschko, and I think he goes on to beat Joshua and whoever else, as long as he keeps that hunger that he's got, that he had for the first Klitschko fight. You know, I'm just hoping that he can maintain that level and improve. And I think, you know, while he's got his Uncle Peter by his side, you know, I can't see him getting beat.
So you think he will take Joshua if that fight happens? He will be able to beat him?
Yeah, I've been a sparring partner for both men, you know, for years and years. Even though I'm not an old man, I make myself sound like an old man. But, Yeah, I just think Tyson's a very special fighter. I think he's the best fighter in the world. You know, I'm a big Joshua fan as well, and Joshua is the man. Even though Tyson is the real heavyweight champion of the world, you know, Anthony Joshua is the man. He's selling out arenas, pay-per-views. And that's the fight I want to see, any combination of Fury, Joshua and Hay. You know, three good characters, three great fighters, you know. I'm hoping we can see them in 2017.
Well, let's see if we can make that happen. Very interesting. Anthony Joshua, obviously, his star has been on the rise for a long time, hasn't it? And, yeah, winning that title has done him the world of good. He's got to go through now and make sure that this fight happens, which would be fantastic if we could. Focusing a little bit on our Yorkshire fighters as well, just been reading about Kell Brook, obviously mentioned about potentially getting yourself on the undercard of that fight there. Kell, he's obviously been, you know, in the news as you talk about Amir Khan, who unfortunately did manage to get past Saul Alvarez, but Errol Spence has been talking as well, and apparently he's denied turning down a fight against Kell Brook. I mean, it seems that the stars aren't aligned for Kell and Amir to get together. It just seems that something's missing there. Do you think that fight will ever happen? And if it doesn't, do you think Kell will go down and fight Spence now?
I don't think the Khan fight. I think the Khan fight is dead in the water. I don't think that will ever happen. You know, I don't think it was ever likely to happen. You know, I think Kell at this point does need a big fight now. You know, whether that's, you know, for selfish reasons, I hope he keeps in the UK and I can keep fighting his undercard, because, you know, the nights at Sheffield England Kell fights, you know, they're amazing. The atmosphere is amazing, but, you know, he does need a Spence, he needs a Thurman, and he needs a big fight like that. He needs a Danny Garcia. You know, things have been a bit static since he beat Porter in 2014. You know, your Jojo Dan, your Gavin, your Bizier, you know, they're not the big names in the 147 division. And I think Kell can beat anyone in the division, anyone at all. Pacquiao, I think he'd beat Pacquiao, you know, if he was still around. I think Kell is that good. You know, I am biased as a fellow Yorkshireman and as a big Kell Brook fan, but, you know, I think he can go to America and beat Garcia and beat Thurman and beat the likes of these. So, you know, But, you know, at his age now, he's in the prime of his career, and he needs to make a move, and he needs to do it right now. You know, I heard the Jesse Vargas fight, maybe, for the unification. That's a good fight.
But, that will be, yeah.
You know, the big names, the real big names, are the Thurmans and the Garcias. So, yeah, I'm hoping, as a fan, that we're going to get to see that soon.
And obviously Josh Warrington's been talking as well after his successful defence recently. Lee Selby, they've both been saying, yeah, it's now or never. Is this one, in your eyes, again, going to happen?
No, I think that's a fight that's more likely to happen. You know, I like Josh, and I hope it happens. Happens at Ellen Road, you know, so me and you can get there easily. You know, it's only a little trip away, Ellen Road. But, you know, I make Lee Selby a big favourite in that fight. I think Lee Selby's a wonderful fighter. I think he's fantastic. I'm a massive fan, and Josh Warrington's a good fighter as well. And these kind of fights need to happen. You know, win, lose or draw. It's like I'm saying, I want to fight Dillian White. You know, I go into it as a massive underdog, but, you know, you've got to take these chances. And I think Josh Warrington wants to fight. I think Lee Selby wants to fight. And, you know, the losers of these kind of fights, you know, they're not really losers. You know, you go in there, you put on a big performance, you put in your best effort. It's a good fight. You know, there's nothing really much to lose, you know, and especially with Josh being a challenger. You know, Selby's the world champion. You know, he's the big favourite. So I'm hoping we see these fighters, Selby and Warrington, and I hope we see Kell going to America. You know, and I hope I get the Dillian White fight. I want all these fights to come off. I want everyone to fight the best fighters possible that they can. So, you know, I'm a massive boxing fan as well as a fighter. You know, I want to see all these fights.
It'd be brilliant if we can make all those come off. It'd be fantastic. Going to make sure the promoters hear this, because, you know, the passion in your voice saying this right now to get that fight against Dillian White, we've got to make sure that this goes off. David, thank you so much for joining us today. Look, enjoy the rest of your day, and let's make sure this fight kicks off with you and Dillian White.
Thank you very much, mate. Thanks for your time.